FBI warns of El Paso charity scams following shooting. By Amy Furr on August 6, 2019. Watch for scams targeting charitable donations for El Paso tragedy victims. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, warns. If you receive such a call, please get as much information from the caller as possible. Do not give them any money, and contact the El Paso Police Department or FBI El Paso, the office tweeted Tuesday. All funeral arrangements are being coordinated through Operation HOPE El Paso. They can be contacted at 915-590-0490 # El Paso Strong, the tweet read. In a press release Tuesday, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security said the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, is advising the public to use caution before making any donations to organizations purporting to gather funds for families of the victims. The press release stated, users should exercise caution in handling emails related to the shootings, even if they appear to originate from trusted sources. Fraudulent emails often contain links or attachments that direct users to phishing or malware-infected websites. Emails requesting donations from duplicitous charitable organizations are also common after tragic events. Be wary of fraudulent social media, please. Calls, texts, donation websites, and door-to-door solicitations relating to these events. The Better Business Bureau, BBB, said Monday that 40 out of 50 states in the U.S. require charities to register with a state government agency before they can ask for donations from the public. The organization warned that if a charity is not registered, it could be a red flag. Additionally, the BBB also cautioned the public not to click on links to unfamiliar websites, text messages, or emails. These may take you to a lookalike website where you will be asked to provide personal financial information, or may download harmful malware onto your computer. Don't assume that charity recommendations on social media have already been vetted, the website stated. A report by CNBC said the El Paso Community Foundation is working with the County of El Paso and the City of El Paso and has set up a victims' fund to provide assistance to their families. Those living in or near El Paso can also donate blood at the Vitalant Donation Center. It is still important. We still need you, Vitalant told reporters. We want to be certain we have blood on the shelf for the coming days and week.